we did it on April 1st, but like,
oh, yeah, we
he
did
didn't
it on
believe
April
us.
Fools, but he didn't believe
us. It was just bad timing.
No, and then he broke his phone.
Wait, guys, I am muted.
Oh fuck.
Oh.
Oh shit. Alright.
Hello. Hello. Welcome to the 9th ever offline TV podcast.
Is that right?
It's the 9th.
Welcome to the 27th.
Wow, that's the first time I got it right. I am your host, disguised toast. I'm not a ghost. I only roast. You were supposed to do that before I finish my rap verse. Today we're joined for the first time, Sean.
Hello.
Sean, what would you say you do here?
I run the Twitch channel. I make everyone happier in the house.
What?
He's a big brain behind the operation.
Yes, Sean is our Twitch producer, so he's responsible for like operating the software, the camera, setting up the transitions, the graphics. That's all Sean.
We pay him only through your Twitch subscriptions.
Explosion. Wait, we pay him?
Yeah, we pay him 50% of the subs on the offline TV Twitch channel.
It's like 10, if he's lucky. It's pending.
But I thought we're paying him an exposure.
I mean, we're doing that right now.
Yeah, so we don't have to pay him next month.
Are you paid for this?
No. You're getting paid an exposure. Today's cut is just taken straight out.
And of course, we have Skara.
That's me.
And Lily Pichu. Why are you yawning, okay?
That's her.
We're about to start a podcast and you're yawning. It's setting a bad mood.
Ow!
Skara, hit her.
Clip it. Scar hits Lily P.
That's clickbait title. All
right. So, any news? We will be uploading Offline TV podcast to Spotify and iTunes, as I understand it.
So in the future.
Like, comment, and subscribe. So iTunes and Spotify, is that happening?
Yes.
So like
very
in the
soon.
Future, like we could be being listened to anywhere, right?
Anywhere.
Yes.
I mean, wait. People can listen to the YouTube video anywhere already.
Yeah.
Oh.
What's the difference?
But this is more like, you know, like it sounds like more podcasty when you say like, yo, we're on Spotify and iTunes.
We're more official.
Yeah, we're more official. You know what
we're on Spotify and iTunes soon.
Do you know why on Beyond the Rift I never put Beyond the Rift on Spotify or iTunes?
Why?
It was because you gained exposure but you lost YouTube views, so you actually lost income over time. Or at least immediate income, like, and I didn't know how long I was gonna run Beyond the Rift, so I remember we tried it once and I was like, wait, our YouTube views are going down, so I never did it again.
Very significant.
That's smart.
But now, since we're only paying you an exposure,
would you like to give advice to
it doesn't matter
Sean?
Anymore.
Okay.
Can you give me one moment, please? Sorry.
Women.
Women.
Seriously.
Trying to fix their hair and makeup.
Hey, Vaughn.
I thought you were like asking him to hit himself.
That's what?
Oh, yeah. For these microphones, you have to be eating.
Yeah. Like.
Okay. Sorry, chat.
Yeah, but that's the main reason why I never put it on Spotify. People always ask. They're like, can you please put it on Spotify? And I'm like, that not only costs like money, it also takes away from money.
It costs money?
What? It did. I don't remember if it did. For some services, it required you to actually sign up a subscription fee with another platform or to be able to even be able to upload. I don't know if it does that for Spotify. It might just come in your default Spotify subscription. Mm-hmm. But that's like, I can finally let the cat out of the bag. All those years of people being like, where's our, you know, podcast on that is because, you know, we lost
because you don't want to cannibalize your own content.
Yes. And especially because I didn't know how long it was going to happen. I was just like, you know what, the exposure isn't worth it.
Wait, do you not make money from iTunes and
how do you
Spotify?
Make money from iTunes podcasts?
Don't they play ads? I feel like I've heard an ad.
I think you from what I understood, you made less money from Spotify unless like you
I'm good. All right, what are we talking about?
It was more for you getting exposure so that you can get sponsored, and that would be how you make income, as opposed to you getting paid from Spotify. Sorry, we're still talking about that stupid shit.
What's on your head?
Yeah, what's on your head?
This.
Speaking,
really surprised that you guys noticed it. Well,
it's hard to miss. Honestly.
This is, I don't know what it's called. Your forehead is just that big. Called a bang roller. It's not actually called a bang roller, but its purpose is to roll your bangs. Mm-hmm. So when you leave it on for like a few minutes, then you take it off, your bangs are in that curled shape. Because before, my bangs were a little bit flat and lifeless. So this rolls your bangs for you.
So you did that, but didn't give us any.
You don't have bangs.
Well, excuse me?
Look at that.
Do you want to try? Me?
Okay.
That's right. Peak bang.
See, you see how it's like, wait, I didn't give it enough time, but it gives it that shape. Here you go.
Also, another thing, we are moving our podcast to an offline TV podcast channel.
Is that official?
Yes.
We've it's already been doing it.
Okay. Do you know how to use it?
A lot of people couldn't find it. It is offline TV space podcast.
Offline TV space podcast. All right, let's jump straight into today's topic. Oh, the first topic's about me. Good job, Sean.
No, it should be actually be this. You should be the second topic.
Ah. Edison broke the world record for most hours streamed in a month. Woo!
Congratulations, Edison.
Congratulations.
He has
like 2 days left.
Yeah.
Thank you.
2 days left.
And he's already beat it.
And do you know how much he wants to like beat it by?
It was 510. He wants to be 540.
He might as well just a 48-hour stream if there's 2 hours left at this point.
I think he's
point,
definitely
right?
going to make it.
Yeah. He will.
He's for sure going to
make it. Can't believe.
After he does it, let's break it.
No.
Oh. On the off.
You know,
TV.
We should have started. We should have started a day after and just constantly kept up with him and like make him stream even more. But yeah, I don't know how he did it. Like,
I checked my hours for the last month. I did 258 hours.
And Scar streams a lot.
I stream every day. He just doubled it.
His average sleep time is like 4 hours.
Have you seen how he looked? He literally looks like shit.
Are you allowed to sleep on stream?
Unlisted.
Wait, so that would count, right?
If you can sleep on stream.
Dude, wait. Yeah, I would actually break his record so easily if I could just sleep on stream.
Yeah, you're only non.
I think you're only allowed to take like 15-minute breaks. Like, you're not allowed to take long breaks, like off camera.
Okay, how about what if like we did it on the offline TV channel?
Starting now.
Lily's first round.
And we all take turns.
Yeah, yeah. Your first shift, six hours. I mean, like, it won't count in the sense it's like it's not an individual achievement.
It'd be a group achievement.
But because I'm sure there are streams that's been running like nonstop reruns. But yeah, congratulations to Edison. I can't believe he done it. Like, I thought he was going to quit day one or like the first week when his face was like.
He watched Chicken Attack for 10 hours.
He dressed up as a chicken.
Yeah. When he accomplished the goal, he dressed up as chickens and surprised him.
Roll it other way.
So, you know, huge congratulations to him. It's an amazing feat. I hope he gets some good press from it.
He got Twitch front page, okay? That's enough.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he got exposure from it.
Wow. And we all like to be paid in exposure.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's the artist speaking.
Second topic. Toast competed in Twitch Rivals for Apex Legends.
We can skip this one.
We can skip.
I went 2-2, made $1,500, ran to two hackers, and that was not fun. Yeah, it's not fun to play Apex because there's so much hackers now.
Is there really that many hackers?
It's a lot of hackers. It's like a noticeable. They're not subtle about it either.
Wait, okay. This is great into the next topic. Why does Apex feel like it's like tanking right now? No one I know plays Apex anymore, actually. They all stopped.
In the end.
I think it just lost hype.
Yeah.
It was like the Fortnite killer. And then they
for a month.
And then they promised like really cool things, but the things never came. Mm-hmm.
EA
delivered.
Wait. Go ahead. EA what?
I don't know. I just felt like that was the appropriate time.
You don't know
to
the
say
end of
EA.
It?
Like EA.
There's a second part.
Games.
No.
EA Sports. Video games.
Ooh. It's in the game.
What are we talking about? EA what?
That's their like pitch. Like whenever you see a commercial about it, it's like EA, it's in the game. Something like that.
Oh, that's what you meant. That there was like you wanted me to like, is it called something else? Like I'm so confused.
All right, so basically Apex, you know, it's kind of just doing its thing. When Shroud streamers, he gets 30,000, 40,000, but that's because he's Shroud. Drama related to Apex streamer. Have you heard about what's happening with King Richard?
Oh, no.
He won the tournament, right?
Yeah,
he's the winning team.
And I mean, in his title, it's always 5x Apex champion.
Yeah.
Same amount of championship as NRG Dizzy. I'm just saying, there seems to be a coincidence between how many times King Richard has won and Dizzy has won.
Why is that weird? I don't get it.
Dizzy is like Faker of Apex Legends.
Dizzy's pretty good.
Put me on a team with Dizzy and I'm 5x champion, essentially.
Wait, I don't know if that's... Dizzy's really good, though. Mendo's been like 3-time champion.
Yeah, they had Mendo and Dizzy, team.
Yeah, they're pretty... It's pretty stacked, I gotta say.
But yeah, did you guys hear about his drama?
No, I'm curious.
Did you not see it?
You both reacted with,
I don't remember. If you like, told me, I'll remember.
There was a video by a rebranding company. A couple of people rebranded like Richard's brand. And the video was just like, so he pretty much didn't pay us for it.
Now I remember.
Yeah, the video was pretty funny too. I liked it. It's well edited.
Oh yeah.
That got on our
very
videos
humorous.
Too.
Very humorous.
Yeah, and it was...
Got his point across. Good editing.
So he didn't pay for the assets?
Allegedly, use the word,
right?
Allegedly.
Yes,
okay.
We don't want to slander people. Allegedly, King Richard hired this company to rebrand. Dr. Disrespect has used them. Lyric has used them. Creative Grenade. And the artist is now saying, we gave them all the stuff. He used it for a few days. And then he didn't pay us and stopped using it. So it's like he wasn't happy with it or something. And every time they try and contact him, you know, it's just being ignored. And then he put out a video like talking about the story. And then King Richard, you know, hits him with a response. Like his first response video, he's like, he was kind of crying in it. It's like, yo, man, I'm trying to be an entertainer. It's hard out here. And then he released the second video a few days after. It's like, yeah, I'm going to get my lawyers and, you know, sue them kind of deal.
What the fuck?
So, did he use the assets?
Yes, he did. There's actually...
Briefly.
But he didn't pay them?
He didn't fully pay them. But he did put down a deposit, according to him.
I'm so confused. Like, you pay for something?
You're an artist.
And you know, you don't pay them? Like, I'm trying to see it from his side.
It seems kind of irrelevant.
What if he thinks the content is crap?
But he used it.
Good point.
This looks like shit. I'm not paying you, but I'm gonna use
maybe
it.
Maybe
like,
that's why he only used it for one day because he's like,
he
I didn't like
it. He still used
this.
It though.
Yeah.
Like, he just wanted to get his audience.
One day,
approval.
1 week doesn't matter. You used it.
I mean,
pay
I don't...
your artists, bruh. Yeah.
Have you guys ever paid for some content and just never used it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like every time I commission something, like I always pay, but I might not use it. Like, mm-hmm. I still pay the artists for what they do.
This happens a lot with emotes sometimes for me. Like I'll pay for emotes and then like if it doesn't come out well, like even after adjusting it, like it doesn't
sometimes
work out.
It just shit happens.
Yeah. It's like, okay, well there's like $30-$40, but that's whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For Keen Richard, he's loaded. Like it's not like he's missing money. This should have been a thing where he was just like, "Hey, dude, I double checked with my guy, my manager, and he said that I did like whatever happened. You know what? This is how much it costs. We're gonna pay you this amount. Mm-hmm. That's it. You know, because it's not worth the drama.
I think it's one thing. Like, let's say you commission someone, and it's like they're. Original art, like the examples they give is like super high quality. You pay a lot of money and you get like sick figure imagery. Like that's just, mm-hmm. Like a whole other thing. But if you get what you paid for, it's like...
We don't know the full story. You know, King Richard
allegedly
is saying like there was more stuff that he was supposed to be given and they didn't deliver. So it could be the artist's fault. You know, we don't know what the truth is. But, you know, because the community, especially like Reddit and Livestream Fail, they're not the biggest fan of King Richard.
Wait, why is that?
Really?
Every time there's like a thread about King Richard, it's always negative. And in the comments, it's always like, oh, this guy used to play in like previous game, like Halo or H1Z1. And he was, For Honor. They call him like Queen Richard in that game, apparently. And like, he just has a very...
negative reputation.
People always has nothing good to say about him. Which results in... There was also another clip where... And this is something I sympathize with him on, where he got killed in Apex and someone donates him, it's like, oh, sorry, bro, that was me. Didn't mean to kill. Yeah, still a big fan. Cause like I know Lily experienced that, and it's not nice.
Don't do that, guys. Just don't do it. That's really, it's just disrespectful, straight up, in my opinion.
It's kind of cringy when someone does that.
What if it's the person who was, they didn't kill you? They just wanted to do it for the response.
You know what? Props to them. You got me.
Slightly funnier.
That's funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's tilting.
Yeah. Some drama. Artists, pay artists. I paid for like a, I paid someone $500 to compilationize every single death I had in Dark Souls. So he went through like 40-hour VOD of every single death. I never used it.
Wait, really?
But I paid him.
It's like, he did the work.
He made me the video. It's exactly as I asked. And I realized, you know what? The video's not that interesting. But I paid him.
I've had that happen where I think like, oh man, I got this really sick idea. I'm going to pay artists, blah, blah, blah. And when it comes out, I'm like, didn't come out as I thought it was going to come out. It happens a lot. There are a lot of drafts that we probably don't.
All right. Moving on, I'm going to jump straight to the bottom one because Sean is here, and Sean is someone who used to be part of another content house.
Here we go.
Correct.
Just Friends.
Whatever happened to Just Friends?
Okay. What did you guys think of us? Wanted to hang out with us?
I had no. There were so many times.
We had. Yeah? Before Just Friends were made, we had a private conversation.
Oh, wait. Which one are you bringing up?
At the office.
Which conversation was this?
Where we all sat around the table.
Don't you remember?
Office? Okay. Go for it.
I'll find you guys an office?
No. Just listen. Trust me.
Okay, let's go.
And we were, you know, it's all offline TV, and we're sitting around this big ass table, hands like this. It's like, so, there's another content house being made, huh? I'm like, how do we feel about this? Let's own them.
Wait, who thought?
I know who thought it.
Well, you're kind of doing that.
No.
You mean like pwn or like own?
Wait, did you never hear about this?
Own.
I was probably the most innocent, Friends member there ever was.
So there's a period of time where there was where offline was considering going like.
Franchising
almost, almost being a franchise or going global in the sense that we'll have multiple offline houses in different areas.
We wanted to absorb you guys.
Yeah, and so like maybe what happened is we end up having Just Friends in another offline place. They would live on our YouTube, and then we would help like provide like editors to be able to like do the content, and that way we'd have like double the content with double the talent.
A subsidiary of offline.
TV. Exactly.
Would you guys be our bosses?
Boss is such a strong word.
If I had a question, would I come? Alright.
You know.
We see ourselves more as acquaintances.
As investors.
Business partners, Sean.
Interesting that I find myself in this predicament right now.
It never worked out because
we couldn't keep our own shit together. Someone mentions like, wait, we can't even like handle our own business.
Huh? Well, what makes you think that we can handle another business?
Because we didn't have our shit, you know, wrapped up, we couldn't pursue with that path. But that was actually something that was on the table.
From the outside perspective, it looked like you guys had your shit together.
I mean, yeah.
Like looking at it, I was like, wow, these guys like have a really cool content house.
And then now that you're on the inside.
Now you know.
Yeah, now I see everything.
Now you're the one running it.
Yeah.
Now you know.
I see what the mess it is.
Right. So what was it like over at Just Friends?
Yeah.
It was like a lot of fun. But the biggest problem was like we all didn't know each other that well. And so we were living together. It felt like college where like you have to dorm together. And then like everyone was like way too nice and not close enough to like say something that bothered them. And then you're like, oh, okay. And then you like let it slide. And then everyone has like little things that bother each other. And then no one likes it. Cause like we work together in a dorm. You're like, I don't like you. I'm not gonna hang out with you. Not that we didn't like not like each other, but everyone was too afraid to be real.
Are you saying that we're close enough to be real with each other?
Yeah, I see.
Name one bad thing about every single person on the table.
Go.
This is your rite of passage.
Tosa is like too funny. Scar is too good looking. Willie is too amazing.
I like him.
It makes me very insecure as a as a new member to the house.
That was really cute. Come on.
Do you notice any difference between offline TV and just friends?
Yeah. You guys are more... Well, you guys are just more real with each other, I think. And in Just Friends, I think people didn't say like no to each other. So imagine having friends that just always say yes.
Yeah.
No, it's not good. Like, on like, it's really good at first. You see how hype we were the first month? We were like pushing out videos. We're like hanging out all the time.
You were making like a content piece for them every week. And I was just like, Sean's going to die. I literally told Albert, I was like, Albert, Sean's going to die. And Albert's like, nah, he said he's got it.
If I could go back in time though, and like I could monetize YouTube, I would just keep making group YouTube videos for them also. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's an interesting dynamic because in that house, there's no like power hitter. Like in this house, we have Pokey and me as like, you know.
You're not going to say Lily?
Lily, do you think I'm supposed to say her name?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
But so like, you guys are kind of close.
But it's like,
Toast, I actually think it's kind of offensive you put your level on the same as Pokey.
I said her name first, okay?
That's kind of, I'm kind of offended.
We're talking early 2018.
Okay. Right.
That was, Toast was actually way bigger.
Yeah, that's because he played Hearthstone.
I remember Toast. Oh, you were.
I remember Hearthstone Toast. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, good times. Sometimes. But I feel like if you don't have, like when you all have similar viewers, I feel like it's more important to work on yourself than to work on the group project. Or it can be difficult to, like, one of the biggest problems we have is like when we do a stream, it's like, whose stream is it going to be on? Is it my stream? It's my turn, motherfucker. Well, it's your turn last month. But that's why we have offline TV channel, right?
So we never have a question about it.
Yeah.
I was surprised when I first heard about Just Friends. Mm-hmm. You guys chose to bring on a lot of people.
A lot of new talent.
Not even talent.
Just like a lot of people.
They didn't stream. You didn't even, did you stream before?
No. I had a Twitch channel. I didn't know what PogChamp was, but everyone was like, you look like PogChamp. And I was like, I don't know what that means, but okay.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I agree with Toast, because like, I think when you're, we all talked about this before, like, what could offline TV be? And one of the options was like, what if we were just a talent incubator? We like brought someone in and like made them talent.
I can see it, yeah.
But then, and like what ended up happening was like, whatchamacallit? Just Friends tried to do that, but Just Friends didn't have heavy hitters to make people talent. Like, because
Albert was like our heaviest hitter.
Albert was your heaviest hitter, but like,
he's very league focused. Then
not even that. Yeah. He like heavily burned out, I feel.
Albert's very like creative and like very skilled when it comes to making events, organizing it, making sure everyone has a good time, making sure Twitch chat likes it. Like, his efforts are amazing, but I feel like if he does too many of them, he gets like burnt out and, you know.
Yeah. I thought you guys didn't have the
eat the microphone.
Sorry. I thought you guys didn't have the Pokey level of content creator to be able to like blow people up.
So
Pokey
what you're Toast saying, level. We need a Pokey or a Toast.
Everyone needs a Pokey or a Toast. Yes. If you're trying to be a talent incubator, I do think, however, everyone in Just Friends kind of all worked out, right?
Like, yeah.
Like afterward.
Yeah, I'd say like we're all friends.
I think everyone is thankful for the experience, and they discovered more about themselves.
Yeah. I mean, I'm better friends with a lot of them.
What the fuck?
What? I'm summing it up nicely.
Lily, it sounded sarcastic.
Lily, what do you
think? I thought it was sarcastic too.
What were your first impressions of Sean versus your impression of him now?
Did you write this question?
Sean, are you here to get us to stroke
your
ego?
That's very conceited.
I'll tell. Okay, so when Yvonne started working with us, I noticed this guy named Sean.
Oh, God.
This story is so funny. This guy named Sean coming over a lot, right?
This was like 2 weeks ago.
weeks, okay? It's, or 3 weeks that I have. A month.
Y'all's just, coming over Sean, for a while.
Sean's been coming over for a while.
I'm like, oh, all right. I guess he and Yvonne are really good friends or some shit. I don't know. I'm like, and my room is right next to Yvonne. I see him going into her room. Okay, no, you know, no judge, you know? And then I walk into their room one day and they're on the bed together just watching like Netflix or something. And I'm like, are you guys dating? And that's how I found out that you were Yvonne's boyfriend. And it turned out they were dating for like 5 years or something.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, they really do not PDA.
I don't see a lot of
they
PDA.
Don't display they, any love honestly, towards
like,
one another.
No ever.
So like I was like really confused. I'm like,
0%.
But when they do show, it's like really
like 0%.
That's Yvonne. Mm-hmm. I try to hug her and kiss her and she pulls
like,
away.
Oh.
If you try and kiss your girlfriend in front of your friends, not like on purpose, but just like, and then she pulls away, it makes you look bad in front of your friends.
Oh, it's like, damn.
So I don't do it anymore.
Yikes.
Yvonne is here, chat, so you can read everything you guys are saying.
My first impression of Sean is just Janet telling me, oh, Sean is so funny. Like when she scrolls through Twitter and she sees
Sean
a post.
Is very funny.
It's like, oh, Sean is so funny. Oh, Barry, he's the funniest guy I know. And like, I'm just there having my feelings hurt. And then it turns out Sean is pretty funny. Yes.
Thank you.
I thought Sean, everyone always raved up Sean to me. So my first impression of Sean was like, there's no guy who could be like this funny or like this good. And after I met him, I'm like, damn, he's a fucking nice ass guy. And I remember, can I tell the story?
Yeah, you say whatever you want.
Okay. I remember the time he got super drunk.
Oh,
I don't know if you remember this. And this was like, he got super wasted. And he sent me a really long
DM. Oh my god, he sent me one too.
DM about how much he appreciated me.
It was really
and I read
cute.
It and I was like, god. No one's ever sent me something like this before.
No, he was
about to send everyone the housebook, and as soon as I heard you guys were sent one, I was like, wait, pause.
Yeah, Yvonne stopped me. See, I was trying to spread love, and Yvonne was like, no, don't do it.
I still remember in college. Can I read this?
I don't remember this, okay?
No, it's really cute. Like,
All right.
I still remember in college listening to your song on Storms every day. As I said, you make Yvonne so happy and you make me laugh. You have the cutest dog ever. I'll help you out whenever you need. Just let me know. You're amazing, pretty, witty, and you make offline like home for everyone. Thank you for everything. And then I responded, what the fuck? Who is this? No, the first cacao message he ever sent me was this. So I'm like, what? But I'm like, it was really cute. And he said, this is Sean, and I'm like, did you lose the bet? Okay, were you drunk? Okay, and it was really cute.
I still remember the picture Sean sent Yvonne off the shit he took, and it looked like a peace sign.
Yes, a peace sign poop. Sean, we've all seen your poop here.
That's raw talent.
We've all witnessed Sean's defecation.
I never send it to anyone. It was Yvonne sent it to everyone.
All I want to know is I remember it. I saw it left a call, and all of a sudden I look back at the call and I see that, and I'm just like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? And I immediately see Pokey saying, I'm sorry, I need to leave this group because I cannot see this picture anymore. And she left
it
instantly.
I have to leave.
Everyone left the call. Can we do that again? That was really fun.
Oh, God.
I mean, not the poop, but just like, you know, talking with each
just
other.
Just chilling and talking.
That was really fun.
You guys have never done something amazing, but it's like kind of gross, but you're proud of it to show someone you trust, only to have it blown up and shown to the world without your consent.
Dude, Yvonne is really proud of your peace sign poop. Like when she talked about it.
It did look like a peace sign.
It did look like a peace sign. Very impressive.
All right, moving on.
Wait, what are we talking about?
We're trying to ham up Sean.
Oh, yeah.
And eventually we just went toward what his poop looked like.
If you
like,
could describe Sean
weird.
In one word.
All right, we're not doing that. Moving on. Fett received a 14-day ban.
Yes!
Yeah. Sorry? Do you guys have ban? Oh, what do you guys think about the ban?
I think he colluded with Twitch to get banned at that specific time so that he wouldn't have to interact on stream with the girl he's with right now.
Wow, you're just really throwing a dog out there, huh?
Okay.
Fed is traveling to Australia, and he got banned because he was very drunk, and he knocked over a shop sign.
Mm-hmm.
twice on stream, super drunk, and Twitch said, hey, that's destruction of property. Waited for him to finish his Japan trip and then banned him for 14
days. Very nice. Honestly,
yes.
To wait for the trip to end. Mm. I mean, he apologized.
Talking to the mic.
He apologized. Uh-huh. He gave a statement. It's over with. Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever been banned?
Nope.
Just a warning. No.
No ban.
My second channel got banned.
Wait, why?
Why?
Because everyone went in there and spammed the N-word and I didn't have mods.
That's your fault?
That's my fault, apparently. They're like, yeah, that's hateful speech happening. We're going to have to ban your second account.
I didn't know that.
Apparently, if you go to a channel and spam the N-word and there's no mods to stop you, you can get banned.
I did not know that either.
Okay. That's good to know.
Good to know, yeah.
Oh, wait, Lily, what about you? Have you been banned?
No.
Have you been close?
No, I don't think so. If I have, let me know, Twitch staff, if you're watching. I don't think so.
Can you guys hear Janet?
She's watching the podcast.
She's watching the podcast where I say Sean is very funny.
Okay, so I think it's actually so funny because whenever I wake up, I used to wake up to like Pokey being really loud. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I wake up and I think it's Pokey, but it's actually Janet. And I'm just like, is it weird? I can't tell them apart sometimes.
No, I'm pretty sure they pick up mannerism
they
for each
are
other.
Really similar manneristically.
Like
yes.
You are like your closest yes. friends. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys, I don't know where I'm leading up
guys,
with that.
You can't just say so and then not.
I'm just, okay, all right.
Finish your sentence. You have something to say. It's all right. This is a safe space.
We're friends, right?
We're friends.
It's just friends
here.
They
say that you're your closest friends, right? Am I your closest friends, guys?
Oh, God. She's just trying to make it
Do you see your mannerisms in other people?
I don't know, actually.
People steal my jokes and catchphrases. Like,
wait.
Pronouncing G's and J's and J's as G's. I started doing that, and now everyone in the house is saying stuff like guitar or giraffe.
I thought Albert started.
I came up with
that. I never do that.
Oh, really?
Do you guys feel yourself being influenced by the people in the house or whatever?
Absolutely.
Like, specific examples, though. I'm just
kidding. Well, well, well.
Oh, I do that a lot now. Yvonne says, well, 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 a lot. Now, Albie and I, every time we see it, well, well. So we like to overlap each other, so the well, well, wells never stop. That's one thing we picked up from Yvonne.
I think a lot of the stuff that I picked up from you guys are, like, much...
subtle?
It's much more subtle. Rather than like a catchphrase or like, yeah.
It's hard to use Scar as mannerism. It's like, that's so funny.
That's so good.
That's
wait,
so
seriously?
Funny.
That's so cool. That's,
guys, I don't even do that.
That's you, so good.
I
so
definitely
good.
Don't even say
so
that.
Good for
you
us.
You guys are over exaggerating what I say. I stream every day. Trust me, my chat's got my back. No way I say that.
So good.
Now let's talk about streamer drama. Mo defends Big Fat LP from Tyler One.
I don't know the context of this.
Oh, I have the clip ready.
Roll the clip.
Okay, this is Yvonne's first time, so don't be hard on her.
Okay.
Let's just count one.
Don't
two
this up.
Three.
Oh
four,
no, she's fucking up.
Five,
she's fucking up right now.
Six.
Seven,
I'm gonna hit
it's
you.
It's the first one.
Eight, I'm gonna hit you.
Nine.
I literally copy and pasted it on the
11,
document.
Okay.
12,
13.
Oh,
nailed
14
it.
Seconds.
Okay, she got it.
Okay.
Is this the right one?
Enable audio.
Yeah,
there you go. Yep. You're doing great.
Let me find it. Tyler gotta understand what the fuck he doing with this. Look, I had this shit saved. Look at his chat. Look at his chat. Stop trolling, you stupid fuck! One sec. Hey, quit, garbage. I see why you're not pro anymore. Why is he inting? Look, he's so true. I'm running it out. It hasn't even gotten bad yet. That dog should attack the person sitting on the chair and watch them bleed out. Okay. Inting piece of pile of shit, mental dick face. Inting pile of shit, washed up Inting. Yeah, this is a reportal. You're washed up. Y'all mad that Daddy Tyler will lose. True, actually. You're a fucking retard. Kill yourself, you literal Inting cunt. You're a fucking loser. What? Like, does Tyler not realize what are you doing? I'm standing up for these boys. They deserve to be stood up for.
So Mo is defending Big Fat.
From what?
From Tyler's One viewer. Like, he's calling Tyler One's viewers out. Oh, and a bit Tyler One for not controlling his community that well.
What do you have to say about that?
Okay.
What are your thoughts seeing that clip?
Why are you guys looking at me?
We're just curious.
Yeah, because he said interesting.
We're all good friends. We want to know your opinion.
Yeah.
We care about it.
What's deeply interesting about it?
It's just interesting.
Uh-huh.
That's my word.
So and what are your thoughts about it?
Friends. What? Wait, I have to make an opinion?
Oh, you don't have an opinion.
No, it's just interesting. He defended him.
See how she said the word interesting? She got that from me. That's my manner.
That's not interesting. It's a very common word.
That's definitely just for me.
So it goes back to that very common topic.
Should streamers be held accountable for their chat, right?
Yes.
And how much influence do they really have over their community?
A hell of a lot.
I think they have a lot.
They do have a lot. I think so. But I don't feel comfortable talking for, like, I don't have that many viewers. I don't know what it's like to control that many viewers, right?
I have less viewers than you. So you know what? I'm going to just say that too.
Wow! No, but it's true. Like, I think, like, taking care of, like, 3,000 viewers is different from, like, 20K or 30K.
You just crushed the dreams of every 30 viewer streamer out there.
I mean, Tyler One has a reputation for being super toxic and
that's
alpha.
His thing, right?
Yes, and his viewers view him as, yeah, alpha, toxic, yeah, don't take no shit from anyone. So when Tyler One is seen in game calling someone like bad or flaming them, and they think, oh wow, this guy deserves to be flamed. He's losing Tyler One, my boy, his League of Legends game. I'm not gonna let my boy take this shit. And then they go to Big Fat's Twitch stream and just, you know, defend Tyler One's honor.
Tuss, what's your opinion on this? I'm about to use you as an example, so please.
I think if Tyler One knows that this would be a result of him flaming a streamer and he does it anyway, it's a very shitty thing to do. Like, if he knows he's causing this, then the question is, does Tyler One know that because of his action and his influence, a streamer is being told that he's a retard and he should kill himself? Right?
I feel like people kind of not take it as seriously because it's Tyler One. Because his whole thing is like, oh, he's toxic, right?
Okay.
I don't know.
So is that what... So
I'm not saying it, excuses
with,
it,
with
but
that statement, would you also agree about Toast, then? I would say Toast has a somewhat toxic stream where a lot of the time it's about his larger-than-life ego, right?
Wait, what?
Maybe. Continue.
Would you say that because you have this kind of like personality that could potentially cause toxicity in other people, that's a problem?
Oh, because like I portray myself as a genius.
Genius.
A genius. God. Like, I'm so smart.
I think at some level there's you have to balance entertainment with...
I feel like for Toast, it's more entertainment.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
But everyone plays it up to some degree, right? I'm just wondering, like, if... Do you feel like that causes your chat to sometimes be, like, a little more toxic than you would like?
I don't think so, because I've always seen him, like, being really fucking hard on his chat when they're out of line.
Yeah, like, I do feel bad sometimes, like, in the offline TV video comments. It's like, yeah, Toast is the best thing about all these videos.
Don't lie, you fucking like it.
No, I don't. I mean, I like
it. He 80% likes it.
He likes it.
I know, like, comments like that, really discredits everyone's contribution, and I'm sure I contribute to it by saying like, I am like, it's me, disguised Toast,
that's
here to
nice
save
to
the
hear
day.
You acknowledging this though.
Okay.
Thank you.
But you don't trash talk people. Like, I think he trash talks people.
I mean, I talk myself up a lot.
But that's just having confidence.
And whereas Tyler 1 talks others down.
That's like in the station.
Oh, yeah.
Just another great point about this guy's tools being a good person.
Can I leave this podcast?
I fucking want to go.
Yeah, what do you think, Skara? Because, you know, you kind of know them from the league scene.
I think it's just really obvious. Like, at some level, honestly, responsibility for channel is only based on what...
Talking to the mic.
No, sorry, I'm being distracted. Oh. Your responsibility is kind of just depending on, like, you or the platform that specifically defines what that is. So like it's like the same argument where it's like, hey, if you have a platform and you're really popular, you should use your platform to stand up for certain morals. And you've seen a lot of people out there who are like are famous actors, famous actresses being like, you know what? I want to support like this or this, you know, certain charities, certain charitable things that do nice things. Like people think that should be an expectation of people. Whether or not that is the case is to be up for debate. I also think that a lot of times people ham up the personality aspect to get more viewers, and you don't want to ban people or try to limit your chat, because if you're a growing streamer, you want as many viewers as possible.
About this last week,
like a ton of viewers. Like, who really cares? Like, for me, I know for sure. Like, I've limited a lot. I've limited some degree of growth because I'm so strict on my chat, and I know you are really strict on your chat too. And I feel like to some extent that limits your growth too. But you take that. I fucking hate Tammy so much. You take that and you accept it because that's like what you want to build your community. But like a lot of the people who are like top streamers never really ban or time people out, you know? We're talking like, you know, some of the top IRL streamers are famous for having like chats that are uncontrollable. And then you always have the reverse, like a co-carnage with like a really like stable, dedicated chat. And so it really just depends on how much people view like whether you want to define your community or whether you just want to growth, I think.
Mm. Do you think streamers or even Riot are afraid to call Tyler 1 out because of both his size and his community?
Do you think if Tyler 1 wasn't this big, he'd be unbanned?
I think it definitely plays a factor.
What? I'm 100% sure. Like, Tyler 1 for me should have been on the chopping block for a while. I'm actually surprised he gets away with what he does. On a consistent basis, and like at some level, I think what's gonna happen is it's fairly close to his ban, unban. But at some level down the future, if he's still like this, he's gonna get like a warning or something. Like at the very least, I feel like him being part of the Riot Partner Program means that they at some level accept what he does, and I think that that's
questionable.
That's up to them, you know. Like I don't know what the LPP is there to stand for. You know, it's a partner program. I assume that a partner program is like, we want to represent, we want to have partners that encourage the morals that Riot Games wants and who play their games, right? Every time that does occur, it's like, well, is this what they want? You tell me. I don't know what the LPP is defined by, and I don't know whether Twitch should ban them. Probably not, right? Of course not. But whether Riot should talk to them about it, they probably should.
Yeah. Sean, how was your experience playing with Tyler 1? Because you were on a couple games with him, right?
Very nervous playing with him.
Were you nervous because if you did bad, he's going to flame you?
I was just nervous of him, yeah, of him flaming me.
Mm. And is it because you think his community will also like come to like your channel? It's like, what the fuck? Who's this Shauna kid, huh?
Nah, I was actually just scared of like just him yelling at me because I wouldn't know like really how to respond.
Really?
Like most people I play with are like really nice. Like and in the LPP in the tournament, they're like super kind. And then he'll say, I think he said like one mean thing to me, but like it was like it was like not sure if it was a joke. He was like, yeah, I want to flame everyone on my team. So like he went through the list of everyone on the team, like, yeah, you're bad. Like, well, and he got to me and he was just like, yeah, I don't want to play with you any, like, ever again. And then I'm like, oh, but we're playing together in the next game. And he's like, oh, well, I don't want you on my team anyway or something, whatever. And then we got into the Discord and then he was like, oh, hey, like, we're on the same team again. Like, wow, that's cool. I'm just like, I'm not sure if he, like, gets too into his persona and, like, forgets or.
Well, that just sounds like he was memeing.
Yeah, like his behavior at the tournament seemed fine from my interaction with him as well.
Oh yeah, I think his behavior is like fine. I just think that there's a lot of things that he does. It's like, if it wasn't him, he would have gotten banned. Or like,
True.
I just read in chat one of his actual League Partner Program accounts just got chat restricted, and it's like, come on.
Yeah. But the moral of the story is clout. Get clout.
Get clout. Have the power.
Get clout. As a streamer, have you guys had to correct your viewers? Eh, we've talked about this last week. Yes,
every
I have to correct. What about you guys? I mean, I've told my stories before. Lily, have you ever had to correct your viewers?
Oh, well, I mean, you mean discipline? Like, say not to do shit.
Yeah. If they do something I'm not comfortable
with. Any examples?
Guys, please stop. Let me think about some. Hold on.
Like I do, for me, one thing I recently don't love too much is chatters that only type pog. And it's like anything happens, they just type pog. It's like, oh, you're streaming pog. Oh, you drew a card pog. Like, I get that they want to like be part of it. But I love viewers that engage in like a discussion or like make observations. And all you type is pog, pog, pog.
You want intelligent discussion
Close
in
wants,
Twitch 300 chat?
IQ Not like only, okay,
just
guys?
Make an observation about the game I'm playing or make a comment about the game. Stop typing pog.
You banned all the people who did that.
Yeah, what if
No. I banned backseat gamers.
Yeah, that's the
can I have a hypothetical question? You're playing jungle, okay, in League of Legends, and what if someone's trying to start a discussion? Does anyone else think Till should have built this instead of that? Does that count as a discussion?
I think that's fine.
What if you're losing the game like really bad and your team's flaming you?
I think that's fine. It's what's not fine is like, why didn't you use Flash? Like, huh? I guess I decided. Like,
to be fair, that is really
annoying. He's engaging about the game. Isn't he?
That's not an option.
Does anyone else think that he should have used Flash at that moment?
I love it when people say that.
Dude.
When they're like passive aggressive, they're like, you could have ulted there.
Why didn't you? Oh, when they do the R question mark?
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't you ult there?
Yeah.
I did. When I do observe League of Legends, it's so much easier to like say stuff about it than when you're playing. Like, you catch a lot of things
R,
that you don't realize.
Question mark? R? Yeah.
It's actually incredible how many people from your chat come to my chat to complain about you.
They come to my chat too.
And they're
Stop
just like,
breaking the rules, assholes.
They come to my chat. Hey, like, I'm a refugee from Toast chat. Will you guys keep taking me in?
Yeah. And they're like, all I did was I told Toast that I didn't think that build was very good. And he just banned me. And I'm just like,
I mean, that was, yeah, you shouldn't have said
that's what I say too. It's Toast, of course. He rules his chat like an iron fist.
I want to point out, I don't want an echo chamber. I don't want yes men.
He wants
intelligent discussions where there's a back and forth. Our question mark is not a back and forth.
So he doesn't want emotes. He just wants you to ask, don't you, like, questions that like kind of ham him up. So ask stuff like, don't you think Toast is looking really good today? Don't you think his brain is extremely
efficient
today?
Does anyone else think that Toast is like the best streamer on Twitch?
Yeah.
Right now?
Does anyone else think Toast is the
Toast
best
is
Hearthstone
really
streamer?
Really underrated right now.
Yeah, honestly, I think he's really underrated
he's
too.
So cool.
I feel like without him, Hearthstone would be dead.
Yeah.
That is actually true.
Toast is the coolest
though.
Member of Offline TV by far.
Sean, you ever have to discipline your chat?
No.
With the smaller community? No. Do you like your community?
Yes. They're very kind. I make a misplay and they're like, oh, it's okay. Like, you'll get them next time. Like, they never complain about, like, you didn't play. So I'm worried, like, if the day comes where I'm bigger, I have to have, like, mean people. But currently, they're very kind.
You can just start banning the mean people.
That's really.
But then they're gonna go to your guys' channels and start like, "Hey, I'm like a Sonic refugee. Like, will you take me in?"
I'll just ban them too. Don't worry. If they're okay. refugee from your chat, I know they fucked up. All like, right. they must have been like, they must have insulted like your parents and Yvonne at the same time or something. I'm like,
it has right. to be both of those. I'll let one of those slide.
Yeah, if it's just Yvonne, like that's
fine. Yeah, that's fine.
League of Legends is very what's the word? Like, if you do something really cool, your entire chat's like. Going crazy, like, oh my god,
yeah,
you're
so typing pog.
Pog.
Well, you
like. Make one misplay, dude. Who boosted you? Like, what? The, yeah. like, who did you buy your account? Like, that's
it's very backseatable.
It's so black and white. Yeah.
So, Lily, anytime you have to discipline, not just like ban people being racist, but like,
okay, like, let's say, oh, okay, so when I was playing Sekiro, I could mention that.
Yes.
Okay, I was playing Sekiro, and Poki came into my room to play a little bit, right?
Yeah.
And then she, like, picked it up really fast. She was really good. And mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my god, this Poki, she might actually beat it, right? Then chats just started Poki so much better yeah. than Lily's Poki. Like, just comparing us both. And I actually just shut that down. I'm like, stop. Don't do that.
Did you say that?
Yeah, I just said, stop doing that.
Did you ban them?
Yes.
After you warned them or before you warned them?
I don't know. I don't remember. It was like, kind of like mixed.
You were in a red... haze of
no,
rage.
No, it's not a red haze. It's just
a,
like
it's a red haze.
It's, like it's understandable because it's like turning a fun little thing
into
like
a competition or like something that's not yes. comfortable, really.
Yeah. Lily prefers comfort over competition.
I think that it's like finding the when new viewers come into the stream and they don't know like the personality of the people that person they're watching and they make a statement that would work in another person's stream. And then they get banned for that. They're like, what the fuck, dude? I thought that was cool. I think that's what happens a lot. Like, I know some people can take all kinds of flame. You go to the cuties chat, you like flame. It doesn't fucking matter.
That's true,
right?
too.
But same with like Tyler. But if you go into like, Mo never bans anyone. But if you go into like any of our chats, like I'll ban you for like being just a dick. Like,
no, that's same.
The last time I had to do something about this was when there's a lot of times where people are just flaming you guys. So I banned people for that. And I told them, hey, don't fucking do this shit anymore. It's actually, there's a command in my chat now if people do it.
Yeah, I feel comfortable in my friend's stream chat because they like ban.
Yeah, but I'm like, I'm different than Lily in that regard that like, I don't care being compared about people in the house.
That's
so like,
fine
when people came into my chat and they're like, Poki's just better than you at League. Toast is too because Poki plays higher than you in every Twitch Rivals tournament ever. And I'm just like, you know what? True.
It's like, there's
true.
Like, we know what they're saying is stupid, but it's like, this guy is just purposely trying to make you feel bad. Like, that's the thing I
it's
don't
like.
Like.
Intent.
The intent. Yeah,
why
the content.
Why would you say that in this like, situation?
Scar knows he's the best player in the house, right? But the guy is like, oh, you suck. Poki's better. It's not really the content. It's like, he is trying to.
I think even if I wasn't, like, if I was like, the worst player in the house and people made that comment, I would still be like somewhat okay with it. There's always a line. I don't even know where the line is myself, but like on bad days, the line is very different than on good days too. Like if I'm losing 7 losses in a row, someone comes to my chat and says something that could have been okay on another day, you're done.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Whenever I start losing League, it makes me feel better.
Okay,
I'm like, all right, just say something. Just say something.
Are you guys more likely to ban someone if they're talking shit about like your friends?
I mean,
usually I'm way more.
I don't like it when people shit talk my friends.
My tolerance is a lot lower. If they shit talk me, I'm like, yeah, you know what, that place sucked. But then like,
they can like, I feel like your viewers can rip you like
a little bit.
Like my viewers will say, Lily, I came into a black screen like every day, like, you know, stuff like that. Like it's like a little gentle ribbing. That's fine. But when they just like, oh my god, I'm so glad in this stream. Like this person is like so much worse than like I don't like that. Like don't do that to our friends.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like I think if you insult our friends, you're like disrespecting me as well. That's how it feels.
Yep. I've had to ban a lot of people whenever I hang out with Lily. When I first hung out with Lily, I actually banned like 50 people.
Oh my god.
That's the most I've ever playing had with Lily or Poki or Janet, you'll get a lot.
It's legit. Like. I just have to mod. Like, usually it's not necessary, but it's like, Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah, every time I play with either one of those three girls, It's like bam, 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 bam.
People hear girl and they're all of a sudden they just gotta type mean stuff.
Have you guys been irrationally before?
Oh hell yeah! Sometimes I'm just emotional.
I think the argument is that we're all human, but we try to make the best judgment at the time.
You know, when Yvonne first started streaming, a guy came into her chat and was like, "Hey, I think you're really cute." I banned him.
Wait, really?
Yeah. I was like, stop hitting on my girlfriend. And then Yvonne smiled and I was like,
oh yeah,
I know that was irrational. I would do it again for sure. Now I'm better.
Yeah. Women love it when their boyfriend gets jealous.
Yeah.
Why'd you
wait, can you confirm or deny?
No, the funniest thing is I know Lily.
They just like literally both looked at
me. Lily can't confirm this because I don't think I've ever seen Albert get.
Okay, guys, can we just stop?
All right.
Maybe we just have a nice, stable relationship.
Oh, you do?
Either of us don't get jealous of each other.
You do.
Girls like to feel wanted. And when a guy is jealous, that means, I'm possessive of this girl because I love her so much and I want to be with her and only me. And girls love it.
Why are you doing that?
True or false?
Yvonne, true or false?
Yvonne, true or false?
Everyone wants to feel wanted. It's not just girls.
It's different. Like, he didn't have to ban him, but, like, you could be like, I didn't like that. You know? Wait, what?
That's weak. Like, I went hard on that guy.
No, I don't. Okay, there's a fine line between being jealous and then being controlling. So, well, he's not controlling, but if he's being jealous, it's fine.
I like it when people call Albert cute. I'm like, yeah, he is.
Because he's being wanted.
Wait, I wouldn't have banned him if he said I was cute. I would have been like, yeah. Not banned.
I feel like if... Huh. Okay.
Alright, speaking of which, offline TV has issues in the past where viewers guess inner problems and turn them into a big deal. Wait, have we had this?
This was like a long time ago. This was like last year.
Speculations.
Yeah.
Do you like it when people speculate about your personal lives?
It's what happens when we put ourselves out there, no?
I feel like you want to be personable, right? You want to connect with your viewers. But the more you tell your viewers, the more they want. Some of them feel entitled to
give an inch, they take a mile.
You know? Kinda, yeah.
It's like a double-edged sword.
Every single stream without fail, I get asked if I'm single.
Wait, are you single though?
Yes. How do you not know? Wait, I'm not like, I don't need...
Wow. Okay, so I apologize, Scar. On behalf of Lily,
I'm saying, like, I get asked a lot, and it's because they're just, like, they're really interested in that kind of stuff. And I'm just like, I even call them out. I'm like, dude, you ask me this every day. And then I realize they ask me this because if one day I ever say no, they'll know the answer.
Ah, and I'm like, you're fucking geniuses.
But, yeah, I mean, I think it's normal to want to get to know the person you watch a lot more. Mm-hmm. I know, like, I feel like it happens a lot with Lily and Albert. You know, people talk about you guys. Or, like, if one of you is not together, people always ask about the other person, right?
I think that's... enough time has gone by so I can tell the story now. Okay, so in the early stages of our relationship, Albie and
you snuck him in?
Can you wait? That wasn't what I was going to
say. Okay, yeah, keep going.
All right. Keep going.
In the early stages of our relationship, we had like a few months that we were like trying out dating, like seeing if we were like right for each other almost. It was like a trial period. I don't know how to call it, but it was like we were like not sure. But this was when it got leaked that we were dating. Like, so people took that as like...
How did it leak?
Oh, one of his friends said it on stream. Someone clicked it. The reason why it bothered me so much was because I don't even know if I'm going to be with him like in the next month, let's say, right? Because we were still like wishy-washy, so that really stressed me out because now
you feel you're trapped.
People think we're together. Thankfully,
expectation
it worked out. Thank God it worked out. But if it didn't, like, I don't want to imagine like the backlash, like oh, you were hiding, blah blah blah. It wasn't because of anything other than like I wasn't sure. We were not sure. I don't know. So it was like I wanted to announce it on my own terms, but it got leaked while we were still shaking. So it was like, ugh, what do I do in this situation?
I remember during that time, or like a little past the time, I would talk to Albert a lot more, and I talked to him about like relationship stuff actually, which I thought was really interesting. And so like I would just That's how actually how I got closer to Albert was because of, you know, problems happened and I just talked to him like, this is what I would do logically. And he'd be like, oh, okay. He didn't take my advice half the time.
Yeah, it bothered me that people would make a big deal out of it. They would like, oh, it's leaked, it's confirmed, blah, blah, blah. When at that time, like I was going through hard times in my personal relationship. So that was very difficult for me. Like, I actually didn't know how to navigate it. I think it was like very fortunate that everything worked out. Okay, that was the next.
Do you get upset when people ask where Janet is nonstop?
She's watching
the stream.
No.
Give the answer.
I think it's annoying. Okay, so.
Bad answer.
For me, the annoying thing is when I play multiplayer games and I'm on Discord calls, I become a very bad streamer because I don't interact with anything. Same. I don't thank subs. I don't talk to chat. I don't read anything. It's like they don't exist. I'm only talking with the people I'm playing with. So sometimes I'll do this thing where, all right, we can be in the same game, but I'm not going to be on call with you. And it's fine because like we're just like almost solo queuing, but with a friend.
Yeah.
It's like, it's 80%. Why aren't you in call with her? Why aren't you, huh? You guys fighting? Huh? Why aren't you on call with Faye? Why aren't you on call with Pokey? We want to listen to them. What's going on? Like, motherfucker, I'm doing this for you so I can read your stupid ass messages in chat. And you're going to fill it up with questions about why I'm not speaking so well. Shut the fuck up. So, yeah, it's like, okay, you want me to be more talkative. I'm not talking with my chat. It's a hard balance.
Dude, there's like no winning. Do you remember the time where like you're in stream and then everyone spams, hey, go to this person's stream or interact with this person?
I think it's any viewer asking you to do something is kind of like making it about what they want. And it's like,
I'm open to suggestions, right? But if the entire chat is like, Lily, go interact with Fed right now. He's doing something. Like, please go to Fed. Please go to Fed. I'm like, guys, I'm drawing right now. I'm doing my own thing. Please go to Fed. Then go to Fed.
People constantly ask me, can you tell me when Toast will be streaming today? Or when Pokey will be streaming today? And I'll just be like...
I've gotten that too.
Yeah, and I'm like, how do I answer this question without seeming like you're an idiot?
It's like a hierarchy. Because I don't get questions about you or Lily, but I get questions about Pokey. It's like the biggest streamer. They're refugees close to the next one, next one.
It sucks. Don't do that, guys. Every streamer is like their own person, you know? They work hard for the content they
provide. I'm not an extension of Toast or Pokey, okay?
We are our own person.
I get weirded out when people ask me about Pokey, but like, hey, where's Iman today? It's like, you don't get to call it that.
I know.
Let's take it, but dial it back a notch. Right? Her name is Pokimane to you, not Iman.
That's funny. Do people call you Jeremy? I'm just curious.
Don't call me Jeremy, all right?
I called him Jerry the other day and it felt weird.
That's weird.
That's weird.
I can't call you Jeremy even though that's your name. Like, it's just, you will always be Toast in my head. You're always
Scott. I started out
she
calling you Jeremy.
She doesn't even know my real name, I'm going
to
be honest.
Did it feel weird to switch to Toast?
It felt more natural to call me Jeremy?
No,
to call you Toast.
Yeah.
Because everyone in this house calls you Toast. And I felt weird.
He thought I didn't know his name. Skara.
What's my first and middle name?
William Jimmy.
Fuck. Everyone knows Skara.
I know it too.
Wait, do you just know it because they said it?
I know it because like of your like older friends know it.
Oh.
Like Austin.
They call you
by your middle name.
Wait, how do you know my older friends in Austin?
No, I meant Austin.
Austin, the person.
I was in Austin, the city. What the fuck?
Wait, are you from Austin?
I'm from Texas, but I said
okay.
All right. Are there any stories or rumors about you guys?
My voice is fake.
They want to clear up.
Yeah, I believed that rumor before I met you.
He believed it before, yeah.
Yeah, that's the power of the internet. Even someone as smart as me got tricked.
It just has to go back to your...
Look, I'm trying to defend your honor, all right? I'm defending your honor.
Defend it harder!
Okay? Even I fell for those internet rumors. And when I first met Lily Pichu, I'm like, this fucking bitch better not use her fake ass voice.
Oh my god.
And it's 3 months into living with her. I'm like, wow, she can keep it up for a long time.
Wow, impressive.
She's talking to herself alone in her room and she's still doing it.
Singing in the shower with the same voice.
It's like, oh, she's committed to this act, but I'll find it.
Oh my god.
Maybe it's not her
but
real voice.
Some people do believe that though.
So, yeah,
I mean, it's just what I don't care about. That's why
I think it's a lot better now, because before people would only see you on like occasional YouTube videos, but when they see you stream like every other day,
like get, more and more exposure.
Yeah, more and more exposure means people don't ask that question.
I
don't
no, I think it's died down a lot.
Get that question at all anymore?
Yeah, no, it's great.
You need to embrace it. Like when you first made appearances in live stream fails, there's always like.
Oh no! Though my first appearances were so bad. Like all the comments were there were okay. There were like huge trains of comment threads where these. I never met so many voice psychologists on Reddit.
Yeah.
And they would have like essays on like why they think like it's fake or whatever, or I was molested as a child. That's very popular, by the way. Just all sorts of theories and yeah, like actual essays about it. I'm like, holy shit. Yeah.
But nowadays it's like you'll get the occasional comment, but people will say, it's her voice, get over it.
So just like stop talking. It's just it is what it is. So whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. Is there anything that people talk about you? You want to dispel?
I hate just like people making shit up to discredit my Hearthstone career, if that makes sense. There was
examples.
So there was a guy who wore a toast mask and went to an event, and he was being disruptive and got kicked out.
And wait, like, do people think that was you?
No, like at the time everyone knew it was a fan because I was streaming at the time he got kicked out. And then a month later I saw comments like, oh yeah, Toast is a total asshole to Blizzard. I know he went to an event and was like being very disruptive and he got kicked out, and people were like upvoting that. It's like, yeah, Toast is an asshole.
The thing is, like, when people who don't like you see something that confirms their belief, they will believe it no matter
what. Yeah, and people who want to hate you,
they
want to
believe
you. Just upvote that without doing their own research. Like, well, this fits my narrative.
I've gotten that a lot. Like, oh, I knew Lily when she was in high school. I'm like, bitch, I didn't have friends. Like, but like, you know, small stuff like that. Like, it's not true. There's so many gossip and rumors and etc. Yeah. But if people don't like you, they'll believe whatever negative thing is.
Oh yeah, there was a rumor that I paid for the front page of Twitch.
Oh, I heard that too.
That I spent money, got the front page on Twitch, and then bragged about it. And, you know, the rumor was that it was that. It's like, I paid for it, and then I was like flexing how popular I was. And turns out, I didn't pay for shit, all right? Do your goddamn research before you run your mouth. Any rumors about you guys?
I think for better or worse, no one really starts drama with me. The one time I think that it happened, like someone started a weird rumor about me talking shit about other people.
and
it like literally like someone, it was completely random. It was, I think, back when Sirens was a big deal. Mm-hmm. And then like after it ended, one of them messaged me and like, did you spend like a lot of time talking shit about me?
Was a siren message to you?
Yeah, and I was just like, no. Like she's like, yeah, I didn't think so, but I just wanted to make sure. I'm like, who started a rumor like this? Like, who do I even talk shit about? Like, who do I even talk? I'm very enclosed.
Star does not.
Yeah, I wonder why someone would even start that.
I know.
Like, what is their interest?
I'm very enclosed in like a bubble, so like I don't really interact with many people, and so like there's not really much of a reason for people to talk about me. So that's why, good and bad thing, by the way. But like, yeah, like I don't really have anything.
I think if it's one thing from being a public personality that I had to face like these rumors and like how they affect me and like people's perception of me, is that when I hear rumors now, I like want to do my own research. Like,
yes.
I never take it as face value ever. Like, because I'm like, I've been in that position and I know how shitty it feels.
Well, we went from an era where, whatchamacallit, silence was seen as the best answer to rumors, to an era where when social media came in, if you're silent, it means you're guilty.
Like, you're agreeing.
Yeah.
That's
it's awful. If you're a public figure, that is like the worst fucking thing ever. I see, this happen all the time. And like, if your first reaction, like defense to your statement is bad, people will hold it against you for fucking life.
It's so dumb. Yeah. It's like, it's so scary.
But your first defense needs to happen immediately. It needs to come out like as soon as you see it.
It's scary how fast people snowball onto like a popular opinion, and it just like keeps going and going. And at that point, I would feel so cornered. Like, what do I do?
It's like opposite of our justice system. Like, innocent until proven guilty. You're guilty until proven innocent. Yeah, no, that's like how it is.
It's really bad if you're a public figure. What about you, Sean? Have people started shit about you?
No.
Sean's a nice
person. I've never been witch hunted before.
Yeah, I feel like Sean's just a really nice guy.
But well, once you get witch hunted, though, it means like someone like really deeply cares about you.
That is true.
In a passionate, hatred way. Like, I'm waiting for my one, like, crazy stalker to exist. I'm like, cool.
You might get one.
Wait, does Yvonne have crazy stalkers?
Probably.
She does. For sure.
She's shaking her head no.
But I'm stronger than all of them.
Are you?
I will destroy them all.
I don't know. I feel like if you're a girl online, you'll have a crazy stalker if you're someone popular.
Mm-hmm.
She has stalker stories. I know Pokey has like 20.
Oh, Pokey.
20 plus.
Has like a folder.
So yeah, some people just message me and I'm just like, this is not a convenient question to ask.
I get the DM like something to like, hey, Willie, can you please pass this message on to
Pokey? Oh, yes. I'm pretty sure he DM'd me
I talked to Pokey about that guy because it was a profile picture of a girl. I'm like, you know who she is? And she literally was like, that's a guy who's been stalking me for years. Do not respond to him. I know it's him because he always messages me in the same sentence structure all the time on every account that he does, and he always gets banned. And I'm just like,
that's so stupid.
Jesus fucking Christ.
You're a champ. Yeah, we are not Pokey messengers.
Yes.
Please don't send us messages to give to Pokey. Not gonna work.
Yeah, people.
Yeah, we just laugh about it with trading messages. Look at this fucker.
He's funny.
But yeah. In other news, I've been still trying to find a way to embed my streams on websites.
I think it's a cool thing to do.
Thank you, Sean.
Like, what? I don't understand what's wrong with it at all.
Yeah.
There's nothing. Okay, maybe there is something intrinsically wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it because Twitch allows it. So, but.
And people sell the service.
It might be a moral gray area. We'll go with that.
But I'm doing it ironically.
No,
I'm boosting my viewership by 50,000. Ironically. So, yeah, I've been trying to find a website to embed my stream because embedded stream counts for viewership now.
Mm-hmm.
And people at the Sekiro Guide website, that's what they do. They have 40,000 viewers, but 10 people chatting because Sekiro is popular. Everyone's searching up guides, right? And they're the premium guides. And on the left side of that banner, it's their stream playing, and people do it for League people, and I know
they must make so much money.
Honestly, if it's allowed and you're not gonna get banned, do what you must, host.
Would you harm other people that don't do it?
Yes, because you bump them off the ranking. Like someone who would have been on the first row might get bumped to the second row.
It's so important. That's why on the Twitch algorithm, when you're looking for people on the mobile app, they try not to sort by viewer numbers. I don't know if you know this. They only have like a couple people by viewer numbers, and then when you go past, it starts sorting randomly.
Oh, or like, interesting.
I think there's an algorithm based on your preference somewhat. But yeah, like if you're at the top, it's so much more important.
I mean, I've definitely clicked on a stream just because I have big numbers. I'm like, oh, who is this person?
Yeah. It's like literally every Hearthstone streamer had to happen, right? If you're the top Hearthstone streamer, your viewers are like identical, right?
Yep.
You just... They're just looking for the top Hearthstone streamer.
Like, because you can see who you share your audience with.
It's Lily. By the way, I checked the other day. Me and Lily's audiences are very close.
Sean, have you checked your stats before?
Really weird.
Aww, like 30%.
I don't know who I'm closest to. Probably Yvonne.
30% plus. Yay. It's really weird.
But yeah, being number one is so important, which is why these embedded streams are doing so well. Yeah. Hit me up if you got a website.
You should play League with me more.
Alright, Yvonne, do we have any more topics to go today? What is it?
You didn't tell him to say that?
Oh, Europe stuff?
When you heard the other day, that's all they spammed.
The meme.
Sean, have you done a lot of research about this?
I'm a Nazi.
I know what I've wrote.
Okay, Sean, break us down.
So Article 13 passed in Europe, and they're still integrating it, so it's not like completely in. But basically, all like website or anything that you make is like, if it's on your platform, you're responsible for it. Similar to like you're responsible for your viewers that go elsewhere.
I'm confused. What's going on?
Okay, if YouTube, if a video on YouTube has like child pornography, YouTube is held accountable for it. Mm-hmm. So they have to like filter out, like they get in trouble. So Twitch and like YouTube are basically going to be like, oh, like I don't want that. So they just don't have it in Europe. So you'll lose like European viewers. European like citizens probably don't have that much say in it. It's already passed.
So for example, if I upload a Game of Thrones episode onto YouTube in Europe, YouTube would get in trouble.
Yeah.
And as YouTube, they wouldn't want to deal with this shit because it's like millions of people uploading stuff every day, right?
Yeah. It's also like, how can you like filter it, right?
Algorithms. Programs.
Like you definitely have to overcompensate, right? And flag like a bunch of innocent videos too, just like to be safe.
I hate the YouTube copyright strike system, by the way.
A lot of people don't like it.
I just checked my email with my YouTube. I use a separate email. I literally use it for nothing else. My email has 655 messages in it.
About strikes?
600 of them, or 620 of them, are about copyright strikes. And they're not copyright strikes of videos I have recently. I got copyright strike on videos in 2014 and 15 that are unlisted, or like random shit. And I'm just looking at it and I'm just like, what is wrong with people? I like go through it. I'll be like, this, what the fuck is
it? You know, that random melodic video, I mean, mm-hmm. Each song that I played got copyright strike.
How do they split that money?
If got copyright strike by Disney.
There's like six copyright strikes.
From Square Enix, this song's from Disney. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Like I got multiple emails in a row.
So even though song. Lily had a multi-million view video, she made nothing from it.
Yeah. If there was no copyright strike, that's at least $1,000.
Also, one of my vlogs, we performed Country Road. Mm-hmm. A copyright strike.
Really?
From a performance of Country Road, I'm like. Whatever.
Now imagine that, but all across Europe for everything.
It's for everything. So blech. Wait, someone copyright strikes your YouTube video? Do you get anything?
It's
not,
no.
It's copyright that claim. Can't be more. Yeah.
Like, did Country Runs get money for your thing?
Yeah, the owner of.
They could choose.
Yeah.
So they could choose to keep it up and get money, or they could choose to.
It's demonetized, that's all I know.
Yeah, demonetize it.
Yeah. Ooh.
Avon keeps making this motion. Right here, and I'm just like, okay, that's wait. Yes,
eat the mic.
I'm just saying, eat that's what you're mic. Doing. Why are you so offended?
Yeah, it's demonetized.
So what we need to do is get Pokey and Lily to mud wrestle, because last week we said that if we repeal Article 13, Pokimane and Lily Pichu will wrestle in bikinis in a tub of mud. Is that still on, Lily?
Yes.
Yes, we can save the internet.
But Pokemon in a bikini, mud wrestling.
Mud wrestling.
Think about it.
She has really confirmed
think
it.
Think about it. She did. She actually said.
For evidence, you could check the last podcast.
Mm-hmm. Are you okay? EU stuff. Are you friends with any EU streamers? Any EU streamers you would like to collab with? Oh yeah, because all those European streamers, they gotta like.
They gotta leave the country.
They gotta leave. They gotta come to America.
Let me think of all the European streamers I know.
I would like to collaborate with.
I think No Way is pretty funny. I met him, but he's like a League of Legends streamer. I don't know if you guys know him. He's pretty funny. Aside from that, I don't really talk to any European streamer.
All the European Hearthstone players, because they're much better than the NA Greek. Players. Greek. Oh, yeah. Greeks will have to come to NA.
It's for the content.
For the content. Let's hear content. British. All right.
Harry Potter.
Wait, is Harry Potter British?
Are you serious?
Dude, I watched the first movie. I never read the books.
Accent? You didn't read the books?
No, it was way too long.
Did you watch all the movies?
I watched the first one.
With him was very fun.
You know like Jaina Proudmoore, right? Really she fun. Like, she can like cast Blizzard and Flame Strike from Hearthstone, right? That's cool. Arcane Missiles. Okay. And then I watch Harry Potter. He lifts a feather. I'm like, that's not really like a wizard. That's what? Like a child. it's too like... Like, it's the magic is too weak.
So did you watch the World of Warcraft movie?
Yeah, it was great.
What?
I thought it was great. I thought I did a good job at making a movie for someone who doesn't know anything about Warcraft.
Okay.
Because I watched it with Yvonne, and I'm like, I think this is gonna suck. You're not gonna know like who Thrall, like any of the characters. I left.
Wait,
like,
oh. Yvonne, you enjoyed the movie?
Yvonne has only played Hearthstone, so like when they make like a meme reference, Yvonne doesn't really get
it. That's why they're together. They share very similar terrible opinions.
I like burnt chicken. That's like the only weird thing I eat.
You like burnt chicken?
Like dry chicken.
You like dry chicken?
That's the only weird thing I like eating though.
Why?
That's I grew up and my mom would leave the stove on and she would go work because she worked from home. And then she'd come back, it's burnt. And she's like, well, I already made it. And she gives it to me and my sister.
She did this like multiple times?
Yeah, so Yvonne saw it like, if you ask my mom, she'll like give you food that's like burnt. And like me, my sister, and my mom all like it. And my dad's like, that's disgusting.
Okay, all right. Sean likes burnt food.
He likes burnt chicken.
Hey, we all have weird stuff about
ourselves. This is why Sean's not behind the camera. Because as a public figure, you can't have opinions like that.
We can't collab with PewDiePie.
Is he?
He's European. Yeah. He's Swedish.
Of course.
Oh. Does he still do that?
I don't know.
It's PewDiePie.
I don't think he does.
I haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
PewDiePie is really interesting. He went from like, he's a superstar, then like people hated him, and then he became back. He went like transcended and came back.
He was like only a gamer before, right? Like his content was like video
games.
It
was like Minecraft, like
now it's like
overreaction.
Reactions.
Meme review.
Yeah.
Yeah, he reviews all
I think he's a really
like
interesting
guy. It's definitely very
he's killing
strange
it.
To see like someone so hated, like treated like mainstream normie YouTube trash to become his like, ah, yeah, PewDiePie, he's so woke.
Yeah. Well, it's like a meme to love him though, isn't it? Like
no, not anymore. People love him now.
Like his content's legitimately pretty good.
When you're at that level, you will have haters. Anyway,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like new PewDiePie fan, they might not know. Like PewDiePie was very like, he was like just the Justin Bieber of YouTubers, yeah. Where you get made fun of if you watch him unironically.
Just like that, Justin Bieber is like actually like. He also
it's an occasion, guys. Okay, there's it's like a pendulum. Like,
yeah,
that's true.
Right? You have to go through the hate.
You know who else is like that? Justin Timberlake.
Like he got made fun of being in the boy band.
Yeah, yeah. And then he like he went off by himself, and then all his shit was sick.
So next up would
that's
be
true.
Ninja.
All stuff was
yes,
sick. Ninja. Yeah, actually, yeah.
He needs to. He hasn't done it yet. People still hate him. But like eventually,
but it will go
he
back.
Just hangs in there and it swoops back.
He'll swing the other way.
He's actually become more like his old self recently, because he like criticizes Fortnite a lot more on like on social media and like.
Wait, his old self is like a raging.
Okay,
like,
less. I'm more like it, not specifically like it. I'm just saying like it feels like he's more natural and free flowing. I think he had that one year he was God, right?
Yeah,
made like. $10 million a month plus.
Yeah.
And then after he gets $100 million plus, you don't need any more money. So he's just like chilling. And I think that's coming out more.
So what I'm learning is to achieve great admiration, you must first wade through great hatred.
Like Jesus.
Like Jesus. Like
people hated Jesus.
Well, he went through like the most hate.
Yeah. Like, he got nailed like, to a cross.
Like people
like really
people
hated
overly
Jesus.
Hated Jesus.
And now you could say Jesus is the most beloved historical figure because Jesus is real.
So, he's in all of us.
Okay.
So, anything you guys want to talk about before we wrap up? What are your any personal plans, Sean? What do you have going on?
I'm going back home next weekend to see my cat.
What?
Just your cat?
Okay, and like
you
my mom.
You think he can leave?
It goes your cat and then your mom.
I will be passing off my duties to someone else.
Wait, who?
Albert?
Probably Albert.
Probably Albert.
No or you're going to see some random guy at the laptop I found off Craigslist, but I'll make sure he's good.
Okay.
I can do it.
You sure you don't want the Craigslist guy?
No.
All right. I mean, if Yvonne can do it and fuck up for only 14 seconds, I could probably do it.
Whoa. Yvonne didn't screw up.
Yeah, that was good.
I did it, right?
Much.
You did fine.
Okay. Yeah.
Fine.
Yvonne did a great job. All right. What about you, Skara?
Actually,
it's got to be something, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like right.
I mean, aside from trying to stream every day this year, which I don't know if
you haven't broken the record yet.
I'm not done it.
Wait, did you stream today?
Wait, has anyone done
I'm streaming
that?
After this. Okay. Yeah, it was in RuneScape Screamer, which is where the original idea came from. He streamed every day in the year, and he had like a thing where he could only stream. He had to stream at least 4 hours. He said it got really hard near the end.
Yeah, that sounds really hard.
So I'm like, what, a fourth of the way through the year? I'm good so far. It's been no problem. But like, I've been trying to think of something else for me to do because I've been kind of getting
play League with Lily.
I mean, aside from like my streaming, like plus play League with myself or you or all that
draw?
Stuff.
I'll teach you how to draw. I'll teach you piano.
That might okay. We already gave up on piano, Lily.
Why'd you give up on piano?
But
you were doing so well.
But one of the things I wanted to do was actually do like a new video series. But I don't. I hate doing guides. Guides are so bad for League of Legends because I feel like the idea of guides, like they just get outdated like this. You always have to constantly update them. I actually like. Okay, I can't. I don't really want to say the word cringe, but I cringe when I see a lot of guides because I'm just like, this is just really stupid. Like, this is just really awful. There's really like. There's like a handful of guides I think are good and like a ton I think are terrible. But I've been thinking about trying to do a YouTube series where I just talk about the stuff that I'm playing and why I do it. I think that that's kind of interesting. But I talked about it with my editor a lot and we've thrown back ideas. I just haven't materialized it. That's what I'm doing in my off time right now.
All right, Lily. You didn't have anything.
I have something now.
Oh, yay!
I made a new Instagram for my art. Please follow.
Wait, go ahead and plug it. This channel.
Yeah, plug it.
This channel is for everyone.
Plug it. Plug it.
You should feel bad.
Plug it.
Just made a noise.
All right, follow her at Lily Pichu at Lily Pupchu at
Lily Pichu Art.
Stay comfy.
Stay comfy.
Stay comfy. Chew.
Stay comfy was taken.
So you have Lily Pichu, Lily Pupchu, and Lily. Stay comfy.
So why did you decide to make a new one for your art when you could just use your current one?
No, people always ask me, do you have a place where you put all your art? I currently don't have a single place where it's.
Why don't you just have an art station?
And I don't want to make an art station. I feel like when I look at art station, it's like really good art, and I just doodle and scribble, and I don't think my quality.
What about that? Don't laugh. Don't even smile. What about DeviantArt?
I was literally about to ask that.
I knew you were
going to
say that.
Well, I'm serious. He was about to ask that.
I think it's easier for me to do Instagram because I'm already on Instagram so much anyway. So it's just more convenient for me.
Do people still use DeviantArt?
I don't even know.
It's for deviants.
Do people actually... I don't know.
Yvonne does. She just made a little face.
Eat the mic.
Yeah,
she did. Eat the mic. As for me...
What about Sean?
No, I'm going back home.
Oh, yeah, shit, you started. Never mind.
I'm going to hit Challenger soon.
Yes. Wait, yeah. Are you close?
No. But I'll see you there. We'll both be there. All right, cool.
As for me, I have my Hearthstone expansion stream.
Wait a minute. Like, everyone's playing, but when I plug, why did you guys, like, groan?
Wait, I groaned?
You guys both just groaned.
You can feel free to cringe for me.
But wait, I groaned for him. Why was what I said cringe? I don't understand.
Lily. Can you not interrupt
Lily.
Me?
Okay,
wait, plug your Instagram.
Lily, I groaned for you and him. I'm an equal.
He's an equal groaner.
Okay, yeah. Groan louder for him. Louder.
Chat. It's not for you. Like, am I gonna go like what that? Why are you laughing?
That's not a groan. That's a moan.
Someone's gonna clip that. Oh yeah. Can we make that earlier? A donation. Please do. Okay, go on.
Hearthstone stream on the 9th. I love. I can see myself burning out of Hearthstone this year, if things don't change.
Really? Yes.
Didn't you say that? Aren't
expansions like hella cool?
It's reaching a boiling point more and more.
Well, I want boiling
point. What if they release expansions like every 2 months?
Every two? Every would that be fast enough? Because
I feel the same thing as you. Like, I hate when I go away from Hearthstone and I come back and it's the exact same decks. I'm like, oh well, I'll come back later.
Yeah, it's not easy, but we'll see. Other than that, I'll be in my room streaming the game of Hearthstone that I love
and adore.
That I love. Check it out. All right, chat. and YouTube viewers, because we care about both platforms equally.
Equally.
Thanks for watching today. We don't have to tell you to like, comment, subscribe, because you did it at the beginning of the video. And if you didn't, expect a visit from us.
Sean, specifically. That's why he's leaving.
They want a visit from you.
But they want a visit from Sean. Look at this guy. Look how intimidating he looks. With this
pink beanie. Don't mess.
All right. Thank you for watching, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.